This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, November 7th. God's word for you today is stretch. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2, and it says, "Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes." As you are being stretched and you are stretching the tent of your habitation, there is a tendency to hold back, to cut back. There is a tendency for self-preservation. This is not the time for self-preservation. The world is going to be pushing towards serving and holding back. God is saying, do not hold back. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 10 to 11 says, "Feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Do not hold back. Keep on doing the good that you're doing. Keep on stretching. Keep on pushing. Lengthen your cords. As you are lengthening your cords, you're strengthening your stakes. Do not hold back. Like we explained, the pandemic attacked the health of the nations and the recession attacked the wealth of nations. The natural response is to conserve. Yes, it is good to be smart, economical, and wise. Yet, God is saying even at this time, lies one of the biggest opportunities for growth, advancement, and enlargement. In the name of Jesus, you will spot these growth opportunities and you will not hold back. Say amen. The reason is Isaiah chapter 54 verse 3 says, "For you will soon be bursting at the seams, your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities." In the name of Jesus, your descendants, your seed, the fruit from your natural body, the fruit of your ideas, the things that you have birthed are going to dominate. And this will happen only because you have submitted yourself to the stretching and you have not held back. You have allowed God to be God. So get ready because you will soon be bursting forth on all sides in the name of Jesus. Since God is saying stretch, there are a couple of areas that you have to be deliberate about stretching. And the result is, it produces what everybody wants. From the inserted image, we see that it starts with the mind. The stretching of the mind leads to the largeness of the mind. The stretching of the mind leads to the largeness of the heart. And the increase of strength leads to an increase in capacity. It is the increase in capacity that results in the enlargement of territories. Let us pray. Father, I yield myself to you completely. As I stretch in obedience, let my life yield amazing results in every area, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.